Welcome to Edgemont Bible Church in Fairview Heights, Illinois, where our mission is to glorify God by guiding people into a discipleship relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's listen in to today's message by our pastor, Douglas A. White.
We're calling this one the series, We Are at War. We're in it to win it. That's why we're in it. And we know this, we know who the victor in the war is. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been called His people, not by something we're doing, but something He's done. We are His called people. And we're a part of that whole inheritance that's coming in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we need to understand, we're at war. Now, you didn't choose to be at war. You were in it. As soon as you were born, you were in it. And you were fighting it inside of you. That was going on because you had struggles inside of you. Especially if when you were born again, you had struggles really inside of you there because the Spirit of God was fighting against the flesh itself. So you had that kind of battle going on. But you're in a war. So I asked this question, who wants to be a warrior? It looks like if I'm going to be in the war, I'd rather be on the winning side. Amen? Might be a good thing to be on the winning side. And if I'm going to be on the winning side, I need to know how to fight it. Because this is an odd war. This is a strange war. Some people, letter A in our outline says, I think I'll sit this one out. Wake me up when it's over. I want you to know that's not going to work. You're in it. And it's time to pick up your tools and your weapons and get to fighting. You understand what I'm saying? I know it sounds like violent terms. Don't mean anything violent. Not inciting anybody to anything. I don't mean anything violent, okay? All I mean is simply you're engaged in a war. It's a strange war, and you got to know how to fight this thing. It isn't done by violence. Number two, it's a mental, spiritual war of thought to enrage or tempt the soul. You follow that? This is a thought war. It's the hardest kind of war. Anybody can pick up a rifle and start firing at things. But to be able to fight this, how do you win when the battle is so mental? I mean, even our beginners fought, the very first parents we had fought a mental war. And that mental war that was going on with them when they were told, you shall not surely die. Now the war begins. What? What do you mean we won't die? God says we will. He says we won't. What's dying? I don't even know what that is. How do I fight this thing? How do I win? What should I choose? Well, this one over here says, you know, this is God's put us here. He's good. He's cool. That's I like. But this one promises me all kinds of things here. And the mental war goes on. And they lost. And we're here today because they lost. But I'd like to tell you we're here in this specific building because somebody else won. You follow where I'm coming from? We're not sitting here as gloomy people saying, oh, he lost. Adam lost, and here we are, lost. Stop. When you trusted Jesus Christ, He won. You are a child of God, born again, equipped, empowered. You have what you need to fight the war that we're in right now. It is a thought war, but I tell you, we have been given the mind of Christ to fight this war on Christ's terms, not the world's. Letter C in our outline. It's empowered and conducted legally by the principalities and powers who are messengers of massive imagination, cunning, and skillful communication. All right? Now, what do I mean by that? We've known for a long time that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. It's those principalities and powers who are coming from the heavens, who are speaking words and thoughts and suggestions into the minds and hearts of all kinds of people across this country. And that's how people are living. They're living based on those thoughts. They're not even their own thoughts. We know how to be wicked without help. You understand what I'm saying? But what do you do when you are empowered and enraged by some power that you can't even see that's really got you hyped up? And we're living in such a world right now, and that's the war that we are up against. Are you following where I'm coming from? Then let me go to this next one. They have a massive imagination. They can think of things you and I can't even think of. And what's more, they are messengers. Remember what we called angels, what the word angel means? It means messenger. It means a communicator, someone who can speak. All they have to do is make a suggestion into you. They don't have to appear. They don't have to show up. All they have to do is say some words, a sentence, a temptation, a rage. All they have to do is give you that kind of thought. And if they give you that kind of thought and you own it, you have to own it. You know what I'm saying? It's not your thought until you say, yeah, I agree with that. And you let that thought stay there. Thoughts can come in, kids, and pass right on through. How many times a day do you know that takes place? If you say, I don't know what you mean, Pastor. How many times a day do you say something to your children and it passes right on through? You see where I'm coming from? That happens all the time. And that same thing's happened to you. There's all kinds of thoughts you're hearing all day and they're passing through. But there are some thoughts that stick for some reason. And when they stick and you keep thinking about them, now as soon as you have that thought that you're thinking over and you bring that thought out in words, it's your thought. You follow where we're coming from? Your thought. You owned it. You took it over. It didn't come from you. You were not its source. But you got it. Letter D. These are familiar enemies. These are not those that we did not know. We knew they were there. We knew they'd been there. If you've read the Bible at all, you know they've been there all along. They are familiar to us. We know it. They never rest but look for advantage. Never rest, but they're always looking for an advantage in you. They're looking for a place in your thought where it can reside. Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. All right? If you want to turn there, you sure can. But 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul had made this statement about the warfare that we're in. And listen to how mental this thing is. He picks up in verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You see how mental that is? That's stuff that's all going inside, because once you get that inside, it now becomes a part of you. And that's what you base your actions on. So what I'd like to do this morning is make an illustration. I'm going to show you how this thing works. If you don't like my illustration, come back next week. It'll do something different. Okay? But here's my illustration for today. I want to turn this whole auditorium into a person. We are now a person. Okay? You are body, and the walls along the side here represent our body to us, okay? So here's our body all around us. It has senses to it. It's picking up information. It hears. It sees. It does all kinds of things like that, and you're picking up on them. So if you're picking up on them, and you are, here's what I'd like to ask you to do. I would like this group right here to just go, murmur, 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 murmur. Come on. Let's get it up a little bit there. Get it up. Get it up. Say, yes, 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 yes. This group here, yes, 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 yes. Obey. Obey, people. My whole illustration is falling apart if you don't obey. Yes, 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 yes. No, 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 no. Maybe. 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 All right, I want you to hear that. Just listen for a minute. This is your mind every day. You can stop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is our mind every day. This is the way it works. This is your soul. Now, right here, convenient where this little table is your spirit. Now, I want you to know, until you know Jesus Christ, that spirit is dead. It cannot receive from God. It can't get anything from God at all. There are no messages that come from God at all. Can't get it. But on the day you understood that Jesus Christ is Lord, on the day that you grasped that you're a sinner in need of a Savior, On the day that the Spirit of God moved into you and spoke to this Spirit, the light came on. The light came on. And understanding began. A world that you didn't know existed came into reality. And you, as a human being, came to understand things you had not understood before. You were receiving the Word of God, and it made sense. Now look, all around this room, every window is a gate to your soul. Picture it just like that, will you? Every window is a gate to your soul. That's where information comes in all the time. That's where you look out and you observe. Now, picture the windows being open right now, and information comes in all the time. It flies all through here, and if it finds lodging someplace, it takes you're hearing information that's good sometimes, and it takes lodging with you, and you're saying, yes, 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 that's good. You're hearing information comes in, and you're saying, no, 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 and no wins. Bad information. Yes wins. Good information. Maybe says, got to check it out. I'm not sure. Murmur says, grumble, 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 grumble. I don't know if I like this. I don't know if I want any of it. This one needs to change, doesn't it? We need to change this guy right here. Now, each one of these windows is a gate to your soul, and information is coming in all around. I want you to notice what the banners are. Look at the banners for just a moment. The banners are the guardians of your soul. The Lord is my shepherd. That's a guardian for that gate. You follow me? Im Kadesh. The Lord my sanctifier. Guardian for that gate. Healer. Guardian for that gate. Present. Guardian for that gate. Jehovah Shalom. Peace. Guardian for that gate. Banner. Guardian for that gate. Provider. Guardian for that gate. The Sidkenu, the righteousness, the guardian for that gate. So all the thoughts that come through, when you are walking in the Spirit, when you are listening to what the Spirit of God has to say, and you're walking in that Spirit, these guardians are at work, guarding the information that comes into your soul. You're having faith in Him as the healer. And what comes up? Fear of COVID. Fear of death. Fear of sickness, fear of any other thing. And the Lord healer, the Rapha, says, I'm with you. I am with you. Trust me. I'm with you. Trust me. Okay. All kinds of coming. Fear. Fear that I'm alone. Fear that I'm lonely. Fear that I won't make it. Fear that there's the Lord who is present with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't be alarmed. Stay with me. Trust me. Trust me. So I'm going to just go back to the platform, and I'm going to go through these banners with me. And all I want you to do is watch these banners and think about the gates of your soul. Because here's what I know can take place. So if you let it lodge, if you let a thought come in that is a wrong thought, and you let that rascal lodge, can I tell you, it builds a fortress. And it's like a radio tower. From that fortress where it just came in and got the lodge, it broadcasts to the rest of the mind. And any place that the mind is not guarded, you will take lodging. And I got a fortress here, and a fortress there, and a fortress right here, and a fortress over there. What do you think is happening in my life? You follow where I'm at? Because now I have allowed thought in there to camp that I rejected the guardian's counsel. I didn't listen to what the guardian was saying, and now it lives in me, and I have doubt about what Christ can do. I have doubt about what God might be having in mind. I have no understanding of what's happening around me because I have compromised my soul. Are you seeing where we're coming from? All right, let me go back here and work our way through this. I want to start with the banner right there. Righteousness. Righteousness is there. It's the guardian of my soul because that gate right there, information passes through that and makes me feel guilty. And if I feel guilt, Righteousness says to me, yes, you are guilty. I paid for it. That's my righteousness, not yours, we're looking at. Don't look back on your past and say, I would love to be righteous, but I don't have a righteous path. And the Father is saying to you, no, you don't. I gave you a new path, though, and you do have. It's a guardian of your soul. That comes up when you have doubt. Doubt about who you are, doubt about what you're doing. It comes up when you make accusations, when you feel accused by the adversary who says, who do you think you are to pray? Who do you think you are? What makes you think you could have an answer to anything? Why, I heard the way you spoke to your wife. Better make sure that the guardian is there. Better make sure you're listening to the guardian. That comes up with bitterness. You let that bitterness come through that gate and lodge there. It builds a fortress. It will completely defeat you. Your growth in Christ is stunted right there where you will not let that person go. You will not let that event go. Let it go to Christ and let Christ deal with the event. Stop trying to deal with it yourself. You turn your eyes forward and stop looking backward at that bitter thing. Let the Lord your righteousness be your righteousness. It comes up when you have remorse without repentance. You feel bad about the consequences, but you don't feel bad about the deed. Oh, man, do you realize what kind of a fortress you let build in your heart? Come to Provider. Yahweh Yireh. The Lord is my provider. This comes up when you find needs that you don't know how they're going to be met. Worry. Anxiety. Now, look, you're going to hear news and it's going to get you anxious. You can have your little moment. But let the little moment not lodge. Don't camp there. It'll build a fortress. Once you let anxiety be there, it'll build a fortress of anxiety that comes up in every field of your life. Because it's trying to take over. You say, wait a minute, I belong to Christ. The Spirit of God is in me. That can't happen. That sounds like I'd be dominated. No, your thinking is dominated. Your soul, spirit, all belong to Him. You're alive. But you're letting that light dim. Letting it get dimmer and dimmer all the time so you can't see anymore the way you're supposed to go. The next one says banner. That comes up in where the children of God were fighting against, I think it was the Amalekites, if I remember. Joshua is out there fighting against the Amalekites. And as long as Moses had his hands up, they won. When he put his hands down, they lost. Well, Moses was tired of having it, so they had people come along and help hold his hands up so the victory would still be there. And as soon as they won the battle, they said, the Lord is our banner. The Lord is the one who took up the battle for us. It's the Lord who defeated them for us. Because when we tried on our own effort, we didn't get it done. The Lord is our banner. This comes up when you're facing enemies, when you're facing defeat, when you think you're alone and you're afraid. This comes up. Come back to the guardian, friend. If you could make it on your own, Jesus died foolishly. He died in vain. You can't make it on your own. You're fighting against fierce, fierce enemies, all right? So let me go on to the next one. The Lord our peace. The Lord our peace. This comes up in the sight of injustice. An injustice that's done to you. It comes up when there's fear, anxiety, anger, hate. Listen, you have a guardian for your soul. It's the peace of God. That's why he says to me, be anxious for nothing, but in prayer, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God will keep your mind and heart. You follow that? That's the guardian of your soul. Look, you are at peace with God if you trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The account you had is settled. Done. Now live in the peace of God. God made peace for you. Now live in the peace of God. Let that guardian guard that gate. Let me go on to the next one. On this other side, we come over here to present. The Lord is present. Take that one if you're lonely or you're fearful. And certainly in this COVID time, you could feel that way. If you don't have a lot of people around you to support you in some way or another and you're by yourself, you could certainly feel that I'm alone and I'm lonely and I'm fearful. But let me tell you, there he is. Yahweh Shema. The Lord who is present, who will never leave you nor forsake you. He's guarding that gate, kids. Let him guard the gate. Don't try to understand it all yourself, solve it all yourself. You're going to make a big mistake. Let me go to the next one. Not only is he present, he's the healer. This comes up whenever disease, sickness, death, dying, obsessing over health come up. Any of those that are all, if you're just trying to keep yourself alive and you think that somehow it's the supplements you're taking that are keeping you alive, can I say, grow up, guys. He is keeping you alive. Follow me? Now, if he's doing it through the supplements, hallelujah. You wouldn't have had the supplements had it not been the Creator, right? You didn't just create supplements out of the air. They came from His stuff, which, by the way, He had given to heal us in the first place. I come to the next one, sanctifier. Wow, this one. This is an important one. That's when you're entertaining wicked thoughts or doing wicked things. Man, He's guarding that gate. Anybody know that there's wickedness in the world today? And you know that it's passing by your gate all the time. As it passes by your gate all the time, some of it comes in. And you start to entertain that and say, yeah, that's right. Get them. Don't let that build a fortress in you. Who are you? Can I tell you, say this? I'm going to guarantee most of us here are really not in a place to receive first-hand information. The information you're getting is coming second, third, 50, 100. It's been repeated how many times? And now you're hearing it and thinking, I got the truth. Seriously? Let's start a story here with Nancy and let's work it all the way around until it comes back here. I don't think it, by the time it gets to Jennifer, it may not sound like the story Nancy started, right? So can I just say, be careful what you think you're listening to and be careful how much you think you know. I'm looking here and I'm recognizing a whole bunch of ignorance in here. Here I am, captain of your ignorant team. All right? Kids, the sanctifier. This is the one who set you apart. This is the one who cleansed you. This is the one who took care of you. This is the one who's watching over you. This is the one who wants purity in your life, who's making purity in your life, who's keeping you. Let's move to this next one. Okay. Yahweh Rohi. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. This comes up when you're needing guidance. You're wandering off on your own. You're following foolish leaders. Come back to Yahweh Rohi. Come back to Yahweh Rohi. Hey, this showed up pretty good, didn't it? I don't get to see behind. Oh, there we go. Looks really good. Hey, I like those banners. Hope you're enjoying those at home. That's why we did them, because I know you could not see what we're doing here. So I've been glad to have you at Facebook get to see these banners too. We set up these banners years ago in reference to Psalm 20. That said to us, we will set up our banners in the name of the Lord, and prayer shall be heard there. You are loaded with gates in your soul. Maybe there's more. I'm just looking at the ones I know that are here. There are 8 gates that you've got that at least information is flowing in all the time. And you, as a soul, have the opportunity to understand it. And your spirit, the spirit that's being fed by the Word of God, looks that information over, back out the window it goes. If you're letting the guardians of your soul keep you. That's why James 4 was written. So go back with me to James 4 and verse 7. James 4 and verse 7. How are you going to win this war? It's the humble warrior that wins. It's going to be the humble warrior that wins. Let me say that for you one more time. It will be the humble warrior that wins. Listen to the guidelines for the humble warrior. Verse 7. Therefore, submit to God. Put God first. Not your fears. Not regulations. Put God first in your thinking. Submit to Him. You can't be a humble warrior if you can't decide who's really Lord. If you think you're still really Lord, then He isn't. And your light is out or dimmed. You're not going to receive anything. You're not going to understand anything. You're going to go around in your own confusion, and you're going to make your own decisions in your own confusion. Stop. Don't go there. Submit to God. Let me go to the next one. In the next verse, he says, resist the devil, he will flee from you. And if I can, resisting the devil, he will flee from you. Did I do Nisi? I don't remember doing Nisi. Did I do Nisi? Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's the banner, okay? Look, when you submit to God, every one of these banners is in working order. You understand what I'm saying? Every statement that's in the banner, I don't mean the banners are what's working. I mean simply the statements are in the banner. Righteousness is working. Provider is working. Banner is working. Peace is working. Presence is working. Healer is working. Sanctifier is working. Shepherd's working. They're in good shape, and they'll guard your gates and be able to pitch stuff out before it gets an opportunity to lodge. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Go to the banner of your Lord. Go to the banner of your peace. The Lord will take care of you. Resist him. He goes around roaring like a lion. Why does he roar? I've always wondered that. Why would you do that? Do you know what happens when a hawk flies over and gives a scream? You would think everything would run for cover. But it doesn't. The first thing it does is, what was that? Why do you think the devil would want you to stop? He's an old, toothless lion, and he can't run anymore. He looks for you, and he'll devour whoever he can. Resist the devil. Tell him, you're a liar. You're lying. The Word of God says, and resist him. Let me go to the next one. Letter C. Draw near to God. As you draw near to God, isn't that Shammah? He is present with you, so he's already present. You draw near to him, and he's drawing near to you. How awesome is that? Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Then it says, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts. Can I tell you? That's in Kaddish. That's in Kaddish. He's your sanctifier. You cleanse your hands through the Lord Jesus. Al, that was a great song. You mean, in one of the songs we sang here said, clean my hands. You cleanse your hands by the Lord Jesus Christ, not by your own effort. You come back to the Lord Jesus Christ, say, wait a minute, Christ, what did you do for me now? You lived for me full righteousness. You died for me to pay for all my life. You rose for me to give me brand new life. Now I have the righteousness of Christ living in me, and though I stumble and I fall and I do all kinds of stupid things, I know this is true. Christ lives in me. Lord, my sanctifier, cleanse me. Purify me. Right? Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Why would he say double-minded? Well, James is the only one that uses this term, double-minded. He put it earlier in his book, if man's going to ask for God for wisdom, let him ask in faith, nothing doubting, because God can't bless a double-minded man. A man who's sitting there with doubt and some belief. Yeah, maybe he will, maybe he won't, I don't know. That's a double-minded man. Purify your hearts. Jesus is yes. Or Jesus says no. Purify your hearts. Don't let us sit there with a mingling of thoughts and then changing acceptance of wrong ideas. Listen to what he said here. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. That's changing the acceptance of wrong ideas as normal and unchangeable. That's in Kaddish again. Listen, there are some ideas we shouldn't be laughing at. But we are. There are some things we should be upset by and lamenting and mourning. Here, James is talking about these people were actually happy over things that were happening to other believers. They got happy when a believer would fall. They were listening to wrong wisdom in chapter 3, he said, and because they listened to wrong wisdom, there was confusion in every evil work, and they weren't liking it. Don't like it, kids. It's not funny. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and weeping. This whole situation in our country, if it's not caused you to weep, if through this week and you're praying and you're looking things over, and I don't know about you, but as is always happened, seemed like, when I start praying, things immediately went worse. I thought, whoa, what am I doing wrong here? So, ask again. Then I have to stop and back and remember what James said. You ask because you ask for your own pleasures. Why do I want God's righteousness to come out and stand? For my own pleasure? So that I can have a comfortable life? Or is it because thousands, maybe even millions, are going to perish with a lie? It may not be a bullet. But if they don't know Christ and can't know Christ, do you understand the awful price that is? They will die forever. And last, he said, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. He will lift you up then. You don't lift yourself up. You let him lift you up. Now, I want you to notice, while we've been in here, this is funny to me. Maybe I'm weird, but it's just kind of funny. As we've been here, when I started this conversation, it was dark and gloomy outside. And just a few minutes ago, the sun popped out, and there was sun on both sides. Let me just share this with you. Your life will be just like that. Look at it. Go cloudy. Your life will be just like that. Picture yourself, just like we're doing here. And there are days that the sun is going to be shining, you're going to think everything is all right, and something that tells you, because everything's all right, I'm all right, and that lodges. And you begin to think happy thoughts ought to always be here. Happy thoughts may not always be there. You can always have joy from the center. Always let the center be what's given you. Other days we'll look out the gates and you can see it's a storm. It's bad news. And it's going to blow all kinds of bad junk through your gate. Or the gatekeeper could close the gate for you so that you're living from right in here. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Cleanse your hearts. Purify your hearts. Cleanse your hands. Don't let thoughts lodge in you that should not be there. When you find them there and you're laughing about it, kick them out. Mourning, grief. Your joy will come. The Lord will lift you up. Father, thank you so much for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for the way you're working in our lives and our hearts to conform us to the image of Jesus. Oh, Father, show us Jesus. So much about Jesus seems to be obscured sometimes. Lord, teach us. Show us about the true Lord Jesus Christ. Grant to us primitive faith, simple faith that was in Christ, that which saved us in the first place. I'm going to thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. You are a new people. You've been born again. You are the people of God. Live that way. Let the guardians of your gates be fully enacted. Submit to God. Be ready for them to be enacted and protect your head from wrong thinking. Huh? Because whatever you think, whatever you believe, is how you're going to act. It's also how we're going to stand before the Almighty God one day and give account of ourselves. But I know you, and I know you're empowered. I know you've been equipped. I know that you have been born again, called, chosen. You are His people. We've got good things to do. Let's get them done. Remember the Broccoli family, if you would. And remember, there are several others who are going through some really tough times right now. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you so much that Jesus is Lord. We think that He's Lord over everything. We want Him to be Lord of everything. I know that there are areas in our lives that still need to hear from Him, that still need to be submitted to Him. And I ask for the sake of Christ, You'll continue that great work of sanctifying us, of cleansing us, of purifying us. We want to follow our good shepherd this week, Father, knowing full well that He's our righteousness. Everything we've needed is in Him. That He's our banner. That we don't have to take things up for ourselves. Thank You, Father, that His provision is there for us all this week. Forgive us when we worry and are anxious about how You're going to provide. We know You will. Thank You that You're our peace. Thank You for Your continuous presence with us. We give You praise for what You're going to do as You bring healing into our lives. In Christ's name.
We hope God has encouraged you with today's message by Pastor White. Thank you for joining us at the Edgemont Bible Church. We'd love to have you visit us if you're ever in the area. For directions, more information, or to support the ministry of Edgemont Bible Church, please go to our website at edgemontbiblechurch.org. That's Edgemont Bible Church, all one word, .org. You can also follow us on Facebook at Edgemont Bible Church, where the Sunday morning message is broadcast live.